Welcome to People in Transition, an occasional look at issues affecting the multi-generational workforce. I'm your host, Barbara Finkelstein. Joining me by phone is Audrey Ascaro, a business analyst at IBM Global Financing. She's here to talk to me about the Weight Watchers program in IBM. I learned about Audrey's involvement with Weight Watchers in a My News item. As part of the work I'm doing with the IBM Healthcare campaign, I decided to talk to her about her involvement with the group. So, Audrey, thank you for taking the time to talk to me today.
You're welcome.
Just about everyone I know is concerned about weight. Taking it off, controlling it, hating it. Why did you get involved with Weight Watchers?
For the same reason just about everybody else walks through the door. I've always had a problem with my weight, and I've been a Weight Watcher member on and off for many years. And about 8 years ago, I decided, okay, this is it. I need to make some lifestyle changes. I joined Weight Watchers again and was very successful at it. I have continued to attend meetings, became a lifetime member, although I'm not at my lifetime goal weight at the moment, but I continue to attend the meetings to keep my focus as best it possibly can be.
You mentioned lifestyle changes. What did that involve?
Some behavioral changes, some very simple things like changes in the food or how you prepare your foods, you know, drinking skim milk instead of whole milk, using less oil when you cook or don't fry as much and do things like broil and bake, other things like exercising, which I didn't do very much of prior to that.
Did these lifestyle changes, which don't sound all that dramatic really, help you keep your weight down?
Absolutely. I think the combination of watching what you're eating and exercising to at least some degree, it's kind of like science, calories in, calories out, and it works. There's no doubt about that. For me, it made a tremendous amount of difference, and being part of a support group where other people are all going through the same thing as you're going through was helpful to me to be able to maintain focus.
What is a typical Weight Watchers meeting like?
We have the program at work, which may be slightly different from the way they do them on the outside. We block out an hour, and for the first 10 or 15 minutes, individuals come in, and they have their own individual weigh-in, and nobody mentions what any weight is, you know, out loud, so it's all secretive, so nobody knows anything like that. For the next half hour, the Weight Watcher leader has a topic of discussion for each week. You can go off those topics depending on what people may be going through. So you talk about behaviors, you talk about food, you give ideas on what works for you, what doesn't work for you, and you talk about issues on what people are dealing with maybe this weekend. Hey, I've got a party. You know, I know it's going to be difficult because they're going to have all these kind of foods that I probably shouldn't be eating. So how do I deal with that? And other members will then say how they have dealt with those types of issues. So it's very helpful to have a support group like that.
Is it ever uncomfortable talking about weight with the people you work with?
For me, no. For other people, yeah, I think it can be because everybody's self-conscious of their weight if it's not where they want it to be.
Do you ever have people come in who you think look okay? I mean, to you it looks as if they don't really have a weight issue.
All the time. Some people come in and you think, gee, what is he or she doing here? But for every individual, their perception of their own weight and what their own body looks like could be very different from anybody who's looking at them.
Just because somebody looks fine, you don't know what that person did to get to that weight.
Correct. And some people do come in after they have lost 5 or 10 or 15 pounds doing something else, and now they just need to lose an extra 5. They might come in because they need a little bit more structure or ideas on what else to do to just lose those final few pounds.
Do you think there's a relationship between weight issues and working?
I think there's a relationship between weight issues and everything. If you feel that your weight is not where you want it to be, your body does not look the way you want it to look, I think that affects everything else that you're doing. You get up in the morning, what clothes are you wearing? How do they look on you? If you don't think you look good, then it can put your mind in a very negative place, which can affect the way the rest of your day goes, whether you're working, whether you're going on any kind of social activities. So yes, I definitely think your weight affects everything you do.
What's the worst thing about thinking about weight?
It can totally consume you. It could be a vicious cycle where you think, I don't look good, I don't feel good, Well, you know, I've tried not eating so much for a week, and I didn't lose any weight, so what the heck, I may as well go ahead and have that apple pie and ice cream. And it can go the other way around, where you're thinking about it all the time, you're focused on it, you're paying attention to eating the right things, and that can then have a positive effect on losing weight and feeling better and self-confidence.
Did you ever have a moment of recognition when you knew you were going to commit yourself to losing weight?
Going to bed one night, I said, you know what? I've had it. I've let myself go too far. And by the time I reach my next milestone birthday, which was about 18 months from there, I thought, I don't want to be in a position where I am negatively consumed about what my weight is. I need to make some changes in my lifestyle so that good, healthy living is what I'm going to do from now on.
Did you get up the next day and start making those changes?
I did. I didn't make any horribly drastic changes. I'm a chocoholic. I love chocolate. I eat chocolate, maybe not every single day, but just about. And with a program like Weight Watchers, you can do that. You can fit it in to the whole program of what you're eating. I might not want to eat 3 slices of pizza and 5 bars of chocolate in one day, but can I have pizza? Yes. Can I have chocolate? Yes. I made some changes, and they're easy changes to live with.
What would you say to people who have made lifestyle changes? They eat less, they exercise, and yet the weight sticks stubbornly on their body.
That's sort of where I am at this point, and I know that what I need to do is eat less and exercise more. And it's a difficult thing to do, especially if you work full-time and you have a stressful job. For instance, this morning I got up late, and I thought, I have to just hurry up, get ready for work, and go in. I have a dog, so I walk my dog every day. And I thought, okay, I'm going to do this, because if I don't spend half an hour walking now, it's never going to happen during the day. So you really have to think about it and say, what am I going to do that's going to get me to my goal? You have to do some planning, whether it's buying food, cooking food, getting some exercise in, because if you don't plan it, at least for me, it's not going to happen.
Audrey, thank you so much for talking with me about Weight Watchers.
You're welcome.
For more information about Weight Watchers at IBM, contact Audrey Iscaro at aiscaro@us.ibm.com. You've been listening to People in Transition, an IBM podcast. I'm your host, Barbara Finkelstein. Thanks for joining me.